This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sales of Hillary Clinton's book, Hard Choices, dropped off significantly after its first week on sale. Now, Clinton was reportedly paid a multi-million dollar advance by her publisher, Simon & Schuster. The fall-off in sales raises questions about publishers making big bets with big advances, Conrad Wilson reports.
Sure, there's a lot of attention surrounding book sales for Hillary Clinton's memoir chronicling her time as Secretary of State, but it's not the same as opening weekend for a Hollywood blockbuster.
I do think it's doing well.
Kate McKean is vice president at Howard Morheim Literary Agency. She says publishers want books that will sell well into the future.
She's not going anywhere, so this book could potentially sell and probably will sell for years and years.
Still, even with books by celebrities that seem destined bestsellers, publishers are taking a gamble. Brian DiFiore is a literary agent in New York.
How much do we believe in this person? How much do we believe the public wants to hear from this person and hear more about this person? And then how much will that person's voice resonate for years to come?
Something else publishers are taking into account? Global sales. And given Clinton's fame, DiFiore says it's a book that should sell around the world. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.